Richard covered his lips delicately. Oops. It's just you and me, Lorraine. Let's talk.
Why? You had your fun. What do I have to do with anything?
Tell me how it felt that afternoon. Tell me how much you enjoyed killing the man who shot your mother.
Go to hell.
It felt great, didn't it?
You don't like to admit it,
but it gave you a secret thrill. And you like to relive it, don't you, Lorraine? Every time you step onto your back deck, every time you raise your beer in a silent toast to the man you blew away.
Richard, I changed my mind.
Rainey sat down on a nearby bench. She watched him still.
I will tell you what I say each time I dump out a beer.
What?
He was honestly breathless.
I toast my mother.
Her fingers trailed down to her ankle.
You tell her off? You send her a giant post-mortem fuck you? Oh, I like that. I do the same thing once a year.
No.
Her hand closed around the small handle of her gun.
I don't tell her fuck you. She tried to stop him, you asshole. She was slow to believe, but she finally told him in a few choice words. And then he blew off her head. So no, I don't tell her fuck you. I tell her I'm sorry. I tell her I should have killed him sooner. And then I tell him I hope it's hot enough down there in hell.
She whipped out her .22.
Bye-bye, Richard.
Too late, Rainey. Danny's right behind you.
Rainey heard a board creak. She turned reflexively and saw Danny's shocked, pale face.
Too late, she realized her mistake. She tried to turn back around. She squeezed off one wild, desperate shot.
Then Richard savagely slammed her mother's shotgun into the side of her head.